People are really taking in the death reflections. Yeah, right. You don't have a choice. Something Woody Allen said. The good thing about death, it's one of the few things you can just do just as easily lying down. What is the funeral protocols for monks? Same as for non-monastics? And question in the West? Question, and that it really depends on the situation. certainly for it. Like for very senior monks, then the funeral protocols get sort of over the top. I mean, in the sense of it gets a bit more complicated. There's more more ceremony. It's just more people. It's like for Ajahn Chah's funeral, then, we had, on the day, then we had, I don't know, close to 400,000 people. So, that's a lot of planning. You know, toilets and showers for 400,000 people. And we had people living in the monastery for about 10 days over the whole period. And, so there was, in the monastery, there was about 5,000 or 6,000 monks, about 1,000 nuns, about 500 to 1,000 laymen, about, well, I don't know, 8,000, 9,000, 10,000 lay women, all living in the monastery under little tents, umbrellas, and mosquito nets, and practicing. Everybody practicing together. It's very beautiful. And there's about 40 kitchens in the monastery set up by volunteers to feed everybody. So a very beautiful atmosphere, and people coming through all the time. Say in the circumstance that Jan Janiko mentioned this afternoon, then the protocols were pretty close to non-monastics, except that, I say, with non-monastics, it's a lot of family is there, and in this case, as monastics, and particularly being a foreign. And then many of the lay people came out, and in many of the different monasteries, just to give that kind of support. So it tends to be tends for both non-monastics as well as monastics. It's quite, it's very public. Nothing's very hidden in Thailand. In fact, not at all. So that you'll see, at all sorts of different funerals, the body will be open, and then just before the lighting of the funeral pyre, then people will come up and pour water over the just a little bit of water, and it's like both a dedication of merit and a blessing, as well as a viewing of the body, and you'll see that children going up on their own to do it, or children going up with their parents to do it. It's actually To me, it's very kind of wholesome. In the West, I haven't really had any experience yet. Just the funeral protocols are I was thinking, like, when the abbot of City of 10,000 Buddhas passed away, then they had a cremation ceremony at the City of 10,000 Buddhas, and they had to go all the way up to the governor of California in order to get permission to do that. And then they had to purchase a mobile cremation unit to do it. So it was incredibly complicated and expensive. So so in the West, it's very prescribed, and one has to go through the proper authorities. And the last part of it is, I've been thinking of something simple and appropriate to do with my body. Cremation and scattering ashes sounds okay to me. However, the green funeral, quote unquote, would be the cleanest solution for the environment. In this case, the wrap corpse would be buried in a forest. I've actually only seen that one time, and not in America. So I don't know what, and the laws are very strict in the West, so I don't know what the what one can actually do. I haven't had that much experience. But I did see it in England. It's actually the person who offered the Chithurst Forest, which became Chithurst Forest Monastery, and when his mother passed away, then they had it arranged, and they brought her out to be buried in the forest. That was. I don't know if she was on board or not. He was a quirky character. it was a very lovely, ceremony, a way to do it. And I think also very moving for him, because he would, donated this very large tract of forest, 130 acres of forest in West Sussex. West Sussex is, I don't know, kind of the, how do I call it, stockbroker belt. It's a prime real estate. And so for him to be able to have his mother there, that was very touching for him.